This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Chris Matthews discussing how all this has played out really proves a point that I've been making over to you over again and again and again, that Donald Trump is not being hurt by this, but Joe Biden is really being hurt by this. Cut 11.
So I think they were hoping they could catch her as a partisan or a never-Trumper. And in the very moment when and by the way, they've been waiting for this all day, the Hunter Biden thing, they've been just waiting for that one. We'll probably get more of that, but they've been waiting for that all day. She said, yeah, you got me. It's a good appearance. It's appearance of a conflict, and it's seriously, and who doesn't think it is? By the way, is there anyone who doesn't think it's an appearance of a conflict of interest on this planet? So I thought she was very sharp not to give them the weak link.
The serious appearance of Biden and the Burisma conflict of interest. It's there, and everybody knows it's there. It's there, and everybody knows it. Nobody doubts that. So then how is Joe Biden responding to all this? How's Joe Biden doing with all this? Not good. He's taking a page out of the drug warrior playbook from 1972.
Oh my God!
As the nation turns more and more towards legalized marijuana, marijuana, CBD, hemp, as they talk about maybe removing marijuana from a Schedule C, controlled dangerous substances. Joe Biden has decided to go way, way back in time.
Oh boy.
With this gem.
First question is, has your stance on recreational marijuana changed? And my second question is, do you mind signing a poster for me and my mom?
I'll be happy to sign a poster when this is over. And no, it hasn't changed. I think states should be able to make a judgment to legalize marijuana. I agree with you. I think that's okay. But let me tell you, the truth of the matter is there's not nearly been enough evidence that has been acquired as to whether or not it is a gateway drug. It's a debate. And I want a lot more before I legalize it nationally. I want to make sure we know a lot more about the science behind it.
He's talking about popping a gateway drug. They haven't said it's a gateway drug since 1989.
Oh, my God.
The gateway drug. I mean, that's his big take, his hot take on marijuana.
You think he's winning over liberals by that?
Yeah, winning over liberals, libertarians. I mean, people that, it's a gateway drug. I mean, the evidence isn't, I mean, you know, one day you're doing a doobie, you're smoking a doobie with corn pop, the next day you're a heroin addict.
It happens.
That's how that works.
Oh, my God.
You know, corn pop comes down, you got pop brownies. Next day, you're at a crack house, strung out on crack, like a whore, like a crack whore. That's how that works.
Oh, God.
That's how that works. Oh. We got to do more research into whether or not pot's a gateway drug. I mean, that's amazing to me. Like, nobody's saying that anymore.
No.
Every debate about marijuana comes down to, well, how much revenue should they make, and how the enforcement, how do you make sure people aren't high when they're driving, you know, what's the percentages, where to buy it, the towns want it or not. But literally in that entire debate, not one person in the Trump administration, or even Republican governors across the country, or Democrat governors, has said, but what about the whole gateway thing that they talked about in 1937?
What a dope.
The gateway drug.
And he muddies the water, too, by saying states, but then on the federal level. So, like, what are local officials going to do?
Yeah.
Are they going to enforce it or not going to enforce it?
I mean, I might come in there and raid everybody.
Exactly.
I may come in and go, like how they did in Prohibition when they knocked all the, they went in there, they got all the booze.
Yep.
I might do that as president. I might get a band of untouchables together, like Elliot Nice.
No, it's Ness.
And go after Al Capone. I went after Al Capone once. He was a bad dude. Al Capone. Came to the pool once in Delaware. Did you ever know that? Al Capone came to the pool once. But I knew he had syphilis. I said, get out of the pool. I don't want your syphilis in the pool. And Corn Pop came up and he said he was going to defend Al Capone. I said, let's go to the parking lot right now. And Bill Wrightmouse was in the basement of the pool. And he said that he was going to call Elliot Ness right then and there. Take him away. Well, what happened to Al Capone? He died in jail in Florida. At Florida, at his house. Right there after the pool.
I don't think any of that's
And true. I knew Elliot Ness. He came down one time. Me and him, we raided a illegal distillery.
No, None of this
in
is
Teaneck,
true.
New Jersey.
None of this is true.
Ah, gateway drug. That's amazing. You know what? Actually, the real gateway drug is sugar. I think that's what it should have been. Like sugar is the real gateway, because then you get a high. You know what I mean? That's
what
so
is he doing?
Sugar.
Sugar.
What is
that's
he doing?
That's this is a you know if literally now. Like everybody has come to the point of it's just a matter of question of how with medical with marijuana, medical and recreational. Is, well, I'm not sure. We need more study here. More study.
Gateway drug.
Gateway drug. Joe Biden, the candidate of tomorrow, today. Dave is in Trenton. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Rich. How are you?
Good, bud.
The gateway drug. I got 27 years of sobriety. Trust me, marijuana is a gateway drug.
All right.
All right? And also, with the gateway cash, direct deposit is a gateway drug.
Totally, right?
Because it makes you use your credit card more.
Exactly.
So that's how the banks make money now.
That's right. So
and they charge us 30% interest. They're a bunch of criminals.
We got to end direct deposit.
Exactly.
All right, Dave. Direct,
one more thing.
Yeah.
Go see The Irishman. Classic.
Yeah, I
went
will.
To see it last night. I don't believe in De Niro's politics, but he's still a great actor.
Yeah, you got to separate the politics because he's insane, but
course.
His acting is great. Well, listen, congratulations on 27 years of sobriety for you, Dave.
Yeah, I know, you know.
That's
One
good.
Day my father said, hey, listen, you want to move back into your old bedroom and get sober, there it is.
There you go.
And I said, okay, Pop.
Well, Dave, I got to wonder then, is alcohol a gateway drug?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, see, that's what Biden should come out with tomorrow, and he should propose prohibition again.
Totally, because if you're addicted to alcohol, you will do certain drugs with the C word, thing with C, you know?
Yeah,
C-O-K-E,
yeah. Don't you think
do
it
more.
Would be a strong position of Joe Biden to propose prohibition?
No, you cannot do that. It will never work.
No, tell him it would. Just go with it, Dave. Just go
with
it.
No, it will work, totally.
Yeah, it's a great campaign plan. Dave, thank you for the call.
Governor.
We got to have, I want to do a study on booze.
Booze
Find
and
out
cash.
If it's drinking. Booze and cash, gateway drug.
Well, let's apply for it, federal study. How much money do you need, Mr. Zioli?
I mean, you need that? A couple million, I think, for that, right?
A billion, probably.
You know, Bill Wrightmouse was down in the basement of the pool. He had all kinds of booze. We used to get corn pop drunk. That's what we would do. Get Corn Pop drunk down there, give him a 40 or something, and then have him go out in the parking lot and fight.
Oh, my God.
It's a gateway to violence. That's what it is.
Joe Biden.
It is not irrational to do more scientific investigation to determine, which we have not done significantly enough, whether or not there are any things that relate to whether it's a gateway drug or not.
I'm going to start calling him Prohibition Joey. Are we a Prohibition Patty? Prohibition Joey. That's his new nickname.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.